with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court is considering President Trump's tariffs and a $1 trillion challenge of his executive use of emergency powers.
Conservative justices on the Supreme Court sound skeptical of the legality of President Trump's sweeping unilateral tariffs in two cases where small businesses are challenging executive caveat. The plaintiffs say the president should not be using EPA, a 1977 emergency powers law, to regulate imports, and that the uncertainty is driving them to the brink of bankruptcy. The second case questions whether the statute unconstitutionally delegates authority from Congress to the president. The government argues that tariffs can be imposed in emergency situations and fall under foreign affairs.
Correspondent Jennifer King reporting. At a news conference, NTSB member Todd Inman describes the series of events during the UPS cargo plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky, saying there is evidence that one of the engines fell off.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll. The plane lifted off and gained enough altitude to clear the fence at the end of runway 17R. Shortly after clearing that fence, it made impact with structures and the terrain off of the airport property. A post-impact fire ensued, which covers approximately almost a half of a mile.
At least 12 people were killed in the crash, including a child. The Federal Aviation Administration says it plans to reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The reduction stands to impact thousands of flights nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 225 points. The Nasdaq rose 151. This is SRN News. America's colleges and universities are failing the free speech test.
They claim to be places where anyone can say anything they want, but according to a new study from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, it's not true for the staff. The vast majority of college professors who've been attacked for something they said report getting little or no support from their school or faculty union. And professors who get in trouble for conservative speech receive even less help from their college or university. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish and Christian leaders in Maryland are condemning a Halloween parade float that carried a replica of the gate to the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz. The replica gate was included on the float made for St. Joseph Catholic School in Hanover, northwest of Baltimore. The Nazis murdered more than a million people at the Auschwitz site in southern Poland between 1940 and 1945. This is SRN News. Tesla shareholders will decide soon on whether Elon Musk could have a shot at becoming the world's first trillionaire. Bob Agnew reports.
Shareholders vote on Thursday whether to approve a pay package that could hand the world's richest man another $1 trillion in share value. The decision has become a flashpoint among Musk fans and detractors. Supporters say Musk is a miracle man who needs the money as a lure to focus on the company. Critics say the board that designed the package is too beholden to Musk and that the pay is excessive. Bob Agner reporting.
The Trump administration has decided not to offer the IRS's electronic tax filing system for free next year, and its future is unclear. An IRS official informed state comptrollers in an email Monday that IRS Direct File will not be available in filing season 2026. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.